Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Sullivan says, yeah, 3-2 victory in overtime against Le Avalanche was a pretty good win.
What I loved about it was the reaction on the bench when Dumo gets the penalty is we're going to kill this off and go back at him. And so the mindset going out there was I think, the proper mindset. And these guys, they're playing hard.
They are. By the way, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills, and follow us for everything as we talk about this Penguins game. The Penguins move to 5-2-0. And I'll tell you what jumps out at me, and you stay up, you watch this whole Penguin game, and it was a really good game to watch. It was an enjoyable NHL game. But for me, kind of what jumps off the page is this. The Stars did star stuff. The down-the-line guys did down-the-line stuff. And when it all came together, it's a nice team win. That's what you have to have out of a team that's sort of decimated by
injuries. Missing a third of its team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly
everybody
what it
did
is.
Their job.
Everybody's pitching in, and there is it's hard not to notice that over the last few years, this team just plays more conscientiously when they're missing guys, especially big-name guys. And that's just the fact of the matter. They play better when they, for some reason, have to rally the troops, as it were. And look, Crosby did that goal's just classic Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, Sid
ridiculous.
Did Sid stuff. Gensel did Gensel stuff. And Murray was really good at times, I thought.
And then, Turbo did Turbo stuff.
Yeah, and
Brandon
I thought
Tanev.
That what you have from a really, not boneheaded, but just an ill-timed penalty from Dumoulin that you can never take, you don't want to take, it's bad, and it's loath to say it in this city. But then you get a good effort from Jack Johnson on the penalty kill in overtime in that group. I thought that really led to it. And you get from a team standpoint, as we go down the list, Ricola out of nowhere decides that they want to play left wing, and bang, they throw him in there. He gives you a good 6-7 minutes. And it all works out, Jim.
Yeah, you know, somewhere Ryan Whitney and Brooks Rupik were smiling after Therrien had kind of banished those guys. That was more of a punishment. This was more
of
a necessity.
Well, I got a text message from one of my friends that said Chris Letang's been playing left wing for 5 years for the Penguins at times.
Let me sprinkle a little rain on the parade for just a second, even though they won. They should have won that game in regulation. Chris Letang plays that 2-on-1 like a 5-year-old who's never played defense before.
Well, and if Simone could finish on about 3 or 4 different occasions.
Yes, it was interesting because I got in the car just as, you know, it's 2-1. They were ahead 2-1 in the third period, and it was a great call because Mike Lang gave it the angry, they score. and then there's like, I don't know, like a pregnant pause, probably a second and a half or two, seemed longer. And all of a sudden, here comes the old 2-9er. You know, I hate to say this. He goes, their most responsible defenseman, basically, and now I'm going in a nutshell here, screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And to leave McKinnon alone and all, you know, they just, yeah. he was uncovered. Okay, but still, it's fun to watch. You get to see the best of everything in that game last night with skilled players do their stuff and goalies making nice saves. And then, you know, you
Here's
get the
thing,
pest
though.
Who scores.
Last spring, that game is one where they blow the lead in the last couple of minutes on Letang's poor coverage on the 2-on-1, and they probably lose it in overtime to a team like Colorado. They didn't last night, and that's despite all the injuries because they simply played the quote-unquote right way, right? They did what Sully is asking them to do. They're really hard on the forecheck. They play responsible in overtime aside from the penalty, and they have guys now like Tanev who will jump up and make something happen when you least expect it.
And I think lost in this season is something here. Justin Schultz has been really good. I thought Justin Schultz was really good last night. Again, he quietly just keeps going about his business and doing the right things.
And this is kind of but it popped into my head about Jack Johnson because you mentioned him earlier. The weird thing about him is that he seems to be like he's the defenseman you want out there when you only have one of them. For some reason, in other words, he's like the least mobile of all those guys, except for maybe Gudbranson, and yet he's the guy that if it's a 5-on-3, if it's in overtime, he seems to do well in that role.
Maybe because he knows his limitations.
Also, to speak to the role of everyone and how everyone just does their job, it felt like I was in some weird parallel universe. When I run to the restroom in between periods, I come back, and the intermission report is on Sam Lafferty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. How is this so that the nationally televised game intermission report, a big chunk of it, is on Sam Lafferty? But that's what these Penguins are right now. They are star-driven, for sure. We saw by two of the goals. But they can't be star-driven unless the second, third, and fourth lines and that defensive core, unless those guys that are role guys do what they're supposed to do.
And that's what'll be interesting, Jim, is these guys start to filter back in. How do they affect how this team is playing? In other words, once they get these big guns back, guys like Malkin, Galchenyuk, those, does it affect their ability to play responsibly?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.